Here we are for now, let's enjoy the journey. Hi everyone and welcome to Enjoy the Journey. This is Mars Cameradoodle. I play video games, if that's your thing. Hello, 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 and oh my. I dropped something. Anyway, hello everybody. It's been a while. Like, if I count from the last episode, that's October, November, December, January, February. I should stop doing that. But anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome back to my old listeners and to new listeners. Hi, I am Mars Cameradoodle. I like playing video games. You've heard it in the intro. So this is Enjoy the Journey, where I ramble about whatever video games I can get my hands on. And it's usually a cozy game or an old game from a time long gone, or some really nice game that just picked my fancy. Mobile games, Steam games, usually Switch games, rarely PS4 games, but games. Anyway, so I finally had the time to do this. So I'm going to talk about this game that, funny enough, I already had my podcast planned out for this game. This was the game that had me writing a script, but, well, life. So in a bit, I'll talk about it. As always, for some of you, I don't talk about the up-and-coming games or the latest games that are available in the market. I usually talk about a game that may be older than, oh my, older than whatever, okay? So don't go looking for the latest games. I don't talk about those here, rarely. I usually talk about a game that's been in the market for 1 or 2 years or even longer, but I only got to go playing it now because, as everyone in my listeners, this would already know, I'm a bit of a cheapskate, and retail price games are the things that I don't normally spend money on. So this thing went on sale on Steam months ago. Now I get to talk about it. So without further ado, the name of this game is Stray. No riddles, no build-up, just Stray, okay? Not the K-pop group, but the game about the cat. Okay, so the usual brief intro. So Stray was created by one of my favorite gaming publishers, Annapurna Interactive. They also made, correct me if I'm wrong, I Am Dead, Florence, and, well, they just get my gaming feel or vibe. So to me, plus points for that one. Developed by Blue 12 Studio. Released on a whole bunch of platforms. PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Windows, Xbox One, Xbox Series. The Mac OS is its latest platform. But the very first release was back in 2022. And its latest, which is Mac, is 2023. Okay, so when it came out, I heard nothing but praise for this game. And if I'm not mistaken, is this the game of the year, 2022? I'm not sure. Let's go and check it out. Okay, I'm currently looking at its blurb online, and I don't want to give you any false information. So let's go and check it out. Here we are. Accolades. Okay, it is, all right, quite a number of awards, but where does it win Game of the Year? Ah, okay, according to the list, the Game of the Year accolade was given by DICE Awards, Game Developers Choice Awards, and British Academy Games Awards, to name a few. There are quite a lot of others as well. Of course, Steam Awards, where I first bought the game for myself, because sad to say, at the time it came out, I had no Steam account, and no, it was not platformed for the Switch, so wow, I had to wait. So when I finally did get a Steam account, it was not on sale, so I didn't buy it. When it finally did go on sale, Stray, okay? So, the main gameplay of Stray is, you are a stray cat, in a very futuristic timeline where humans don't exist and only robots populate the Earth. Okay, so in this game, you play a stray cat with your stray cat family, and you get separated, and you end up inside a domed city. Okay, apparently, back in the time of the human extinction, or close to that, they had humanoid robots already in service, and they somehow, at the time of the extinction, was some sort of mutated, to me it looked like a jello, whatever, but they call it, see, that's how long ago I played this game. I can't even remember the details anymore, but they call them Zerks, found it. And they're little jello-like, brain-like structures, little spider-like things. And apparently they can eat practically anything, human flesh, robotic things. Because the goal of that thing was, they created it to be some sort of thing, of course, to help mankind. And of course, it didn't happen. So humans stopped existing, robots existed. However, inside the Dome City, not much really you can do. Okay, and of course, even with the Dome City, a lot of places were contaminated and they had no choice but to make their living space smaller and smaller. So you, the stray orange tabby cat that fell into the Dome City, are suddenly introduced to all these different characters, robot characters, who are just trying to somehow survive for as long as they could. But you, the tabby cat, being agile, quick, teeny-weeny, and all the others, and of course organic, you want to get back to your human family because you and your cat family at the beginning of the game were situated outside the dome walls because apparently life outside of the dome walls is already habitable. Am I right? You can live in there. It's an inhabitable opposite. Anyway, okay, oh, by the way, spoiler alert to those who have not played Stray. Please listen to this podcast when you are ready or you've played it. Or fine, spoilers are not your issue. Okay, so you as the tabby cat, you are, of course, given quests by the robot population, the teeny tiny robot population, in order to somehow make your way up to the top where you can reunite with your cat family. And you come across a small AI, they call him B12, and he latches onto you. He's like your translator. He helps with the techie stuff that you obviously cannot do because, hey, you're a cat. And he helps guide you or navigate you through the tunnels that are within the Dome City. Okay? So you, of course, have side quests. You have your main quest, and of course, that really awesome soundtrack. It's a little, how should you call it? 80s vibe, night driving kind of thing. However, I also get, it's good study music. I've been using it to study. But of course, it can get a little bit disconcerting because they really match the mood, especially in the areas where you're the only organic thing, living thing that exists, and everything else is a Zerk or it's some sort of nest with really large eyes. Freaky thing, but yeah, it exists. It was watching me the whole time. You as a cat, the only thing you can really do is meow, jump on stuff, scratch the carpet, and annoy everyone else. Okay, annoy your B12 as well. But you're a normal cat. But somehow you, the normal cat, manage to succeed. So by the end of the story, you get what you want. You make it outside. They never show if you reunite with your cat family. The assumption is, yeah, you probably did. But you were able to also open up the Dome City so that, number one, Zerks hate natural light, so everything the light touches kills the Zerk. And number two, it also allows whatever remaining robots that exist to escape the Dome City, because apparently there's life out there. If you watch Disney's WALL-E, it has that same kind of concept that because they got so used to living in the Dome City or living on a spaceship that they didn't bother heading out. And then they realize, oh, there's a bigger world out there, because there are a couple of deviants who think be outside of the box and what's beyond this thing. So there you are. Okay. There are a lot of nostalgia Easter eggs for those of us who lived in the 90s. If you go online and you search through them, there are a couple of Easter eggs there. Little references to pop culture stuff. Okay. I won't get into details, so that it's something to look forward to. And as you go through the storyline as well, you unlock the different characters that come out. B12, for one. And all the other robot characters that manifested themselves because they wanted to act like humans without actually being organic or human-like. And what's nice is that despite being robotic, as you say, they still replicated that of human behavior, like eating even if they don't eat, or sleeping even if they don't sleep, because that is what they got from their human masters when they were still living. And they tried to do that in order to sort of have some sense of so-called normalcy. Interesting enough. And of course, it makes you wonder, do robots have that kind of empathy? But they were able to develop it somehow. Okay, they even have a father's love for his son, and that these two are just simply robots. Okay, whether the robot was older than the other, it doesn't matter. They have that father-son relationship. And you, the cat, is simply a spectator among it all, because as far as everyone's concerned, you are just a stray cat that just somehow seems to be getting more done in the hundreds of years that humans no longer existed. So you travel from the bottom part. So apparently the Dome City is divided according to some sort of caste system, social class system. So you start at the very bottom, the Dead City. And they have their own unique alphabet as well. Really awesome. Okay, when you see the symbols that they use to introduce the areas where you're in. And then you travel your way up towards the higher level. Okay, towards Midtown and the highest one, which is like, looks like an airport. It's like the cleanest part there where the control tower is. And you just enjoy playing around with it. Of course, my favorite is just forcing Catty Cat to meow every chance I get. And of course, it vibrates my really nice controller. Okay, they call the city Walled City 99. I will assume this is the 99th city out there. And the assumption would be there might be other walled cities out there that they can also go to. But as of now, as of to my knowledge, I know that Stray is a one-time game. But I wouldn't put it past myself to think that Annapurna or whatever other developer who would get the rights to Stray would try to make a Stray of a different timeline, a different context. Okay, like a while, like weeks ago, I saw this really nice picture of a cat, and I think it referenced to a Stray picture of it the sitting Stray position, but it was Egyptian in a way that it had all the Egyptian costume kind of thing, the yellow and blue hues, that collar like necklace, the thing on its head, the bangles and stuff, and I said Stray Egypt. And then it got me, and like, why not? Okay, it doesn't have to be a domed city. It could be something else. But can you imagine a cat in ancient Egypt? That will be so cool. Or some other reference. So, well, here's hoping. But they didn't exactly make Stray as a series, so to speak. Okay, so what I like about the story is right after I played the game, I played it for around a week or two, and I was like, of course, disappointed when I finished it, was the story behind the way it was created, because it really took a long time for the game to be done. According to this, I'm reading it now, they started working on Stray in 2015, but it only released in 2022. So imagine the level of coding it took for this kind of game. Okay, so I guess the reason why I sort of was attracted to it was it had certain themes that were familiar to me. So being from an Asian area, Asian country, there are certain elements that are, you know, something of familiar. So apparently, before the game was called Stray, it was known as the Hong Kong Project or HK Project. And I saw that in the way that they did designed the city, how the city was created, wherein most of the tenement, the housing, the establishments were all bunched up together. And there are, of course, tall buildings. And you have this, I shall use the word, third world vibe in it. And it's something familiar to me, okay? Boarded up windows, boarded up alleys. Okay, it's not your cleanest place, but it's the reality of, it's the possibility of a post-apocalyptic world where you only have robots to tend to things. So, interesting enough. And then they created, I guess, as they developed it better, it became Stray. Okay. So, you have one of the things that the cat can jump on when he needs to get to higher places is small, what do you call that? Split, not split type, the traditional air conditioning unit where it's, the back area comes out, because that's where the insulation and the air comes out. Ventilator, what do you call that? That can't remember. Your ventilation shafts where you have a giant fan and you have to turn it off. Of course, stuff that are just lying around, bottle cans, bottles itself, and other things. And you can even find spots in the game where the cat can just sleep and you can just watch it and like, oh, it's so cute. Okay. I really took my time with this game because I didn't want to rush it, because I learned, as my brother would tell me, the games that are really good have short storylines but long, I guess, gameplay. Okay, it's a really long gameplay but a short storyline. Really put it all together. And I knew that every time I went to a new portion of the game, that just brings me closer and closer to the storyline. So I took it a day at a time. And on a couple of days that I could really enjoy it, I would just waltz around, okay? And I loved it because I could really explore the place. Even if I was already finished with all of it, I could go back to that chapter and explore it because it has the save option. It has 3 save slots. So apart from my personal game, there are 2 other slots for whoever wants to play. And it's one of those games that made me feel good at the end of the day. It got to the point that for the week after I finished playing the game, I would be watching a no-commentary YouTube walkthrough of the entire game just to recall the different parts of it and to listen to the music. Okay. Music, so good. Who made the music again? Let me check it out. Okay, I can't say his name or he or she. Jan van der Kluysen. Really awesome music. Again, good for productive work hours or study hours. Okay. I got one on loops, my favorite one. It's the one where the father and son reunite. It's like one of my favorite. That's my favorite soundtrack. Okay, and it's a single player game. So, yeah. Everyone else watches. You play the cat. So that's where it ends, okay? It's not open world in a way. You're still stuck within the Dome City, but it's enough for a cat. Cats can't really do much, right? Okay, so as you get higher and higher, you are given get more complex challenges for your cat, like evading being seen, and learning how to get to destroy security cameras, and etc. Okay. So that's it. So now that I think about it, not much really to say, but still, really fun game and its accolades. I think it's well worth it. If you play it, the graphics are so awesome. Okay, that cat looks really real. Okay, so I hope that for those who have not bought or played Stray, go get it done. Okay, personally, among all the characters, my favorite is the guardian, and I'm like, can I cosplay that guy? And I'm like, let's think about it. A box for a head. Anyway, okay, so enjoy this game. I tell you, enjoy it, because it's a really fun game. Yeah, jumper, maybe one or two. I mean, it is post-apocalyptic, what do you expect? But not enough to really scare you out, of course. Those Zerks will kill you, so yes, you can die. So just avoid them. And just play a cat, do whatever with it as you go along it. So if you don't like a certain spot and you've done the game, you can go back and enjoy this the other levels, like you go back to zero. Okay. Or, like me, watch the YouTube videos. Okay, and that's it. So my hope for this game is that there is some sort of franchise-y level thing, like Assassin's Creed, wherein it's not the same cat, but it's stray-like stories as well. It's a puzzle game, for lack of description. So, get Stray, robots, post-apocalyptic, orange cat, really good soundtrack, really nice graphics. I'll see you in the next one, guys. Hopefully, not 5 months from now. Bye.